BBC Six Music Podcasts. Six Music. This is a free download from the BBC. Find out more at bbc.co.uk/6music. And now, Adam and Joe.
It's classic song wars, the war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. We've picked some old ones to play you today, and we're talking about them in a ludicrous way, so check it out.
Welcome back to Song Wars Classics, a chance for you to re-experience the magic of the Song Wars Vault franchise. From the vaults of the Song Wars vaults, out come the songs. We popped them on a table for you. Look here, there's two. Do you like them? Which one would you like first? No, not that one, that's dangerous. Have the other. You've been sick on it. Oh, it's okay, we can clean it.
What's that? How do you think
that's
that is?
Like a really disturbed voiceover man.
Yeah. Too much.
Got overexcited.
Too much, do you think?
I don't know, it's tricky because songs, you know, you've got them out. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Like, you've got CDs out. That's a good explanation. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Oh, neither have I. That's the thing. You put me on the spot there.
No, don't say anything else. That clears it up. That was a perfect intro.
You've got songs, what, CDs.
This is an interesting week, is it? Or, you know, it could be an interesting week because these are like wildcard songs. These are random songs that weren't really officially Song Wars songs. They were sort of apropos of nothing that we bought in that we're going to play. What are you going to be playing?
Well, you know, mine was actually part of a Song Wars battle, but it was part of a battle that I had with Garth Jennings, who was filling in while you were away in America.
Is this because did he not win the one what he did while I was away with his brilliant Hay Fever song?
He flipping well
That's
did.
Such a good song, that. I listen to that like properly, like it's a proper song, Garth's Hay Fever song.
Well, you know, the thing is that Jennings has got production chops, and he can play piano. He writes a lovely tune, and he can
actually play the piano, can he?
Oh, yeah.
Can he?
He can produce the heck out of those
things. You see, we should remind listeners that you and I have no... I mean, I can get London's Burning out of a recorder, and I can get Chopsticks out of a piano.
Yeah.
But that is it. I can get the Knuckle song as well. Da-ding, 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 da-ding. You know that one?
That's not even how it goes.
Is when I play it.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I can do... If someone does the two-hand thing, I can do the da, da, da... Da 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 da. You know, that's it.
The Tom Hanks song.
I think everyone in the country can do that, can't they?
You can play a bit of guitar.
A little bit, yeah.
Juan string.
A little bit. But, you know, I certainly can't play the piano properly.
I started playing the guitar.
You know what? That makes us better than Jennings.
Does it?
Yeah. We're like a little crippled boy trying to do a dance.
Trying to do river dance.
Against a professional dancer.
Michael Flatley.
Like, who would you have the most admiration for? The crippled boy.
Exactly, because he's the underdog.
Because he's the underdog. Not,
he's trying harder.
Not Jennings with his professional piano
with
playing.
With his natural
skills,
talent.
With his, with his ability and talent and skill.
Skill.
You're clever. You're an idiot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's grotesque.
Yeah.
It's absolutely grotesque.
Awful.
You know, I used to play the guitar a lot more than I do now. The thing is, I started trying to teach myself. What was that noise?
It's just like that was the beginning of some kind of mid-afternoon TV movie.
No.
You know, I used to play the guitar a lot more.
This is like classic albums.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's the kind of thing they do. Imagine that I am... Rick Astley.
Interesting.
Rick Wakeman. Any of the big Ricks.
Important.
Rig Ocasek. Rig. And I'm talking about my experience, you know, my relationship with my guitar.
Sorry.
My relationship with my guitar started in 2001 when I got married to my beautiful wife. And I thought it would be fun to learn how to play the guitar and surprise her by playing a song on our wedding day. So I started learning, and it had been something I'd always wanted to do. But the problem is that we've got a friend, a mutual friend, Joe and I, called Danny, who's an amazingly good guitarist, and he's a brilliant singer as well. So he sort of ruined it for me, because every time that I have the opportunity to play guitar, or it seems appropriate, you know, Danny's always around being much better. And it's not like he lords it over. He's a very modest guy. He would never do any, and he's incredibly encouraging. But it's just
ability tends to cut through, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's too embarrassing to play. Like, because he would play an amazing version of a White Stripes song or something
You don't need to tell me that.
That was almost better than theirs. And then I would play like, hey, give us a guitar, Danny. I'd play like, and it's and it stoned me by Van Morrison because it had four chords which I could barely play, and I'd do a terrible job of singing. And after a while, I more or less gave up. But my Song Wars song, which was about having the flu, was one of the rare times that I determined to play all the instruments myself, and I played my guitar, and I thought it came out sounding pretty good. Do you want to have a listen?
Not really.
Here it is.
It started yesterday. There was a tickle in my throat and I coughed, but it didn't go away. And when I coughed again, I felt a small amount of pain ripple gently through the muscles in my limbs and chest. I thought, I know what's best. I'll drink a pint of echinacea, have a bath, and snort a line of vitamin C. Oh, how happy I will be. I will chew the yummy orange pills, and they will sort out all my chills. Hey, look at me, I'm eating vitamin C. I've eaten much too much, oh dear, and now I can't get off the lavatory. I've got chills, they're multiplying, and now I'm losing the will to go to work. I'll phone in sick and they'll think that I'm just faking it, and then I'll take some pills and I'll climb into bed.
Look, I'm in bed, it's the day but I'm in bed. I'm going to catch up on some reading and some dull but worthy DVDs. I've got tissues, I've got mojo back issues, but I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Could somebody help me, please?
When I get better, I'm going to make some changes. I'm never going to drink or smoke a single thing again.
Because I've got the flu and I want you to sympathize. Just look into my eyes. They're all streaming and red and I'm in bed. And I can't get up because my muscles hurt. Oh dear, dearie me. I've got a cold and I'm told it's a peculiar strain. It makes your hands feel balloony. It plays tricks on your brain. You get a tune in your head and it plays on a loop. Round and round and round and round. I've got the bug from a woman who was sneezing at work. She flipping sneezed on my sandwich, but I ate it like a jerk. Cause she's sexy and I thought, how unhealthy could she be? Oh well, there you go, there's a lesson for me. I've got the flu and I want you to sympathize. Just look into my eyes. They're all streaming and red and I'm in bed and I can't get up cause my muscles hurt.
That's very nice.
Absolutely thrashed I was by Garth Jennings.
Can I make a couple of comments?
Yeah.
Constructively critical comments.
Be careful.
I mean, it could have been even better with a modulation, with a key shift on the chorus.
What? How am I supposed to do that?
Got my arms, got my hands, got my strawberries, got my bananas. Like the Fruit Corner song.
The Nina Simone
modulation.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have lifted it. But at the same time, I can see why you didn't give it that modulation or key change, because you were capturing the kind of monotony.
The torpor.
Of the cold. And it torpor? Really does. That's, I mean, right, it made word. Me feel ill.
Yeah.
Listening to it. Is that a compliment? I mean, it really effectively communicated the feeling of being quite ill. That's really rude, isn't it? But I meant it as a compliment. I mean, it, you know, especially the, that's a very good observation of things getting into, you know, things kind of getting into loops in your head.
Yeah.
Because you do get it kind of feverish when you've got a cold and you
I've
start
got,
going
I've
a tiny
I've got
bit
a soft
mental.
Spot for that song. I appreciate that it's not like an amazing song, but for some reason it's, maybe it is because it was composed while I was a little bit fluey.
It's very nicely played. Thanks. And, you know, I'm in no position to do it down when my offering is the following, the Amanur song.
Well, this was really very good. I remember you unveiled this as a special nugget one day.
Well, I don't know if it's going to work out of context, because people were complaining about the amount that we ummed and erred on the show, so I cut them all together to do a little test of how much we did Amanur, and then they seem to have a musicality to them, the ums and ers.
How much did you shift them around? A fair bit?
Not much.
Not much, yeah.
It was one of those synchronistic coincidences.
You went through a single podcast and chopped out all the ums and ers and more or less in sequence laid them over a piece of music.
Yeah, and then the piece of music just fitted it a bit. I'm not going to make any high claims for it.
You should.
But it certainly will pad this podcast out for another 45 seconds. Cue the music.
boom,
and
boom,
you know, you know, John Cleese in Fawlty Towers. It's a sort of a hesitation hoedown.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what they do in the Wild West.
And if I'm not greatly mistaken, I think I use a slightly tweaked version of that music for our made-up jokes jingle.
Ah, that's something for historians just to jot down there. Something for
Anthony Beaver.
Margaret Mountford doing her papyrus.
Anthony Beaver and Margaret Mountford.
Yes.
They could get together and... This is a very interesting... Margaret, Anthony Beaver, yeah. I've just heard something yeah. really very interesting really on Adam and Joe's latest podcast. Were you aware of the fact that the music that Joe Cornish used for the Amanah song is slightly different but employing the same bass?
Oh, really?
I'm going to stop talking, Margaret, because I bored myself. I bored myself
Goodbye.
To sleep. Bye.
Hello.
I just woke up, Margaret. I've Morning. Had a brilliant idea for a book.
Mm.
I've forgotten it. Bye.
Morning.
I just went to sleep again, Margaret. Are you still there?
He's got narcolepsy.
Yeah.
That's a serious problem and not something you should make light of.
Well, no, I was trying to give an accurate representation of what his life was like.
Who is that guy?
Anthony Beaver.
Who's he?
He wrote the D-Day book recently and he wrote Stalingrad.
Really?
It's amazing.
I've never heard of him.
He's like the king of historical documentarians. You know, he goes and he gets loads of diaries.
Is he on telly?
I don't know if he is on telly,
if he's not on telly, I'm not interested.
He's good, man. You should read his D-Day book.
All
right?
Okay.
Read it!
Okay. That's it for this series of mini podcasts, isn't it? This is the last one, yeah. This will probably go out round and about the 22nd of August, so... Big Brother will nearly be over.
Hooray. Oh,
thank God.
The Reading Festival is just around the corner. I'm excited about that. Radiohead are playing.
It's sort of officially the end of the summer, right? I mean, when September kicks in, you've got to start gearing up for autumn.
But you sometimes these days as well, with global warming, you still get a few extra weeks of nice toastiness.
The sunniest time of the year is usually in September.
Uh-huh.
So there's more to look forward to weather-wise.
Exactly.
Says Wincy Cornish.
Yeah.
That's like Wincy Willis.
I like it. As if anyone can remember.
I know. She's from the 60s.
She's from the ancient times.
So
no disrespect to Wincy. I'm sure she's doing very well for herself.
Respect Wincy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can find those tracks as waffle-free MP3s on the Adam and Joe blog, which can be found at bbc.co.uk/blogs/Adam and Joe. And while you're there, have a root around, because there's all sorts of fragrant nuggets waiting.
You know what? I'm feeling depressed about the fact that I chose my flu song to play.
No, it was a good song, man.
Well, listen, will you allow me the indulgence of giving the listeners one extra musical nugget this week in this podcast?
All right.
Here is, because you know every now and again we have little kind of pirate radio style interruptions on the show. Here is a pirate radio style interruption about the film Ratatouille. Check it out.
He's sitting in the hat, take it off and have a look. The chef could be fooled when the rat pull his hair. How can he cook so nice with a rat sitting there? The rat is sat in the cook chef hat. What make him cook? Take a look, it's a rat. The rat is sat in the cook chef hat. What make him cook? Take a look, it's a rat. The chef cook better with the rat on the top. The restaurant go down if the rat decide to stop. But what will the customer say when they find a rat? Cooking gonna lose their mind. The rat is sat in the cooking chef hat. What make him cook? Take a rat and call it up. The rat is sat in the cooking chef hat. What make him cook? Take a rat and call it up.
So there you go. That's my song about Ratatouille. I've done a video for that song, which I think is either I don't know if it will already be up on the BBC comedy website, or it'll be up in a few weeks if it isn't already. But, you know, have a look out for that one. And listeners, do have a wonderful week, and hopefully we'll be back with you live very shortly.
Thanks for listening.
Cheerio, bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed the Adam and Joe podcast, then why not try the John Richardson podcast? Download it now. bbc.co.uk/6music.